Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Yay, Bo! All right. Hey, hey, hey. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah, and thank you so much, grandson. Yeah, he definitely my best friend. And he said, you know, hey, he just want to welcome his granddaddy, Baba Jahi. Yeah, hey, this is Baba Jahi. We're here on Home-Based Business 101 this morning. And, you know, hey, we're dealing with a theme this week. And the thing is how to become a person of influence in business, how to become a person of influence in business. You're going to have a business, you're going to have to become an influential person. A lot of people got different thoughts and ideas about what it takes to become an influential person and how you go about doing that. And, you know, we're just dialoguing around this week and you know, just sharing as much information as we can, you know, to help people as they move through this to become an influential person, because you got to become a center of influence if you want your business to gel, prosper, move forward, and do the things that you want to be able to achieve. And you're going to be a center of influence one way or the other. And I'm not mean by one way or the other. It's that either you're going to be a positive center of influence or a negative center of influence. Either people are going to say, great, wonderful, you definitely want to do business with that person. Or people are going to say, you're doing business with who? Oh, my God. I wouldn't do that. See, influence, positive or negative. And that's one of the things that I really, you know, I'm proud of and thankful in terms of, you know, I do taxes and I just do a lot of different things to help people. That's my business is basically getting around. I focus on the fact that I'm here to solve people's problems. And that's what we do through the tax piece that we do. We solve people's problems. We show them how to get more back, how to put money in their pocket, how to better their tax situation. And so people, they like that. And I get referrals and recommendations. And, I mean, wow, this year I had to go and I had to hire people to get some people in place because I know what's going to happen this tax season. And I like to do, you know, things so that people can get what they need to get back quick, fast, and in a hurry. People want their money. They, you know, we live in a microwave society where people want things done fast. And so, you know, even though I like to take my time and I'm slow on some things, but I call it being slow and steady. But people want fast, ready. And sometimes, you know, so what I had to do this year, I had to hire some people so to help me with the pace and so that we can keep up with those that want it fast and steady. And the other thing I deal with is I try to make sure as much as possible that everything that I do, especially when it comes to people's taxes, that it's error-proof. You know, the last thing you need is mess up on somebody's stuff. Then you're going to hear people, oh, no, don't do business with him. I want the him challenge. Oh, they just had my stuff all messed up. I have never since the years I've been doing tax, since 1990, I do not have one irate customer. I hope you hear what I just said. I do not have one irate customer. Everybody I've helped have always been happy and have referred other people. Why? Because I double check and I triple check to make sure it's right. And that's the same standards that I'm using for the people that I hire. Which leads us today, and again, to our topic. That's my promo and my introduction into our topic. Hey, if you need some help with your taxes this year, you can send us a text with your email address and it's saying, I need help with my taxes. Send that text to 252-406-0774. I'll repeat that number one more time. 252-406-0774. I need some help with my taxes. Send your email address and that message, and we'll make sure you get the help that you need. Well, in order to be able to position yourself like that, you see, you got to focus on something that deals with your vision of yourself. See, in order to have influence in business, it deals with your vision of yourself. And do you envision yourself as preparing for greatness? See, or do you envision yourself as just being a mediocre kind of person? Or do you envision yourself preparing for greatness? You know, what does greatness mean? It has something to do with two things, success and significance. See, success deals with how well I've done for myself. Significance deals with how well have I done for myself and others. See, I could just do taxes and just, you know, make the money. So, wow, I'm doing a great job. Tax season came up. Man, you know, I had so many clients. And, you know, and I made X amount of dollars. And I had a great tax season. Or if you go to my tax page, I got to update the testimonials. And you read the testimonials, how well I've done, not only for myself in terms of, you know, clients bringing them on, but for others. And you read the testimonials and you see people who got $21,000 back, $15,000, $10,000, $18,000. Dollars back on their taxes because someone showed them how to take advantage of the tax laws and use them in their best interest. See, that's significance in terms of greatness, how well I've done, not only for myself, yet they paid me because I provide the service. And I try to earn my money loyally, respectfully, and gracefully. But at the same time, in terms of significance, I'm making sure that I provide a service that helps people. See, those people, they get their money back. They're excited. They are excited. I mean, it's finished, you know, getting some stuff done before coming on the air this morning, helping a client. Client IRS claimed that he owed them $7,000 when really the IRS owed him $981. And, you know, we did all the paperwork, got everything straight so he can get that into them, get them off his back. But they claiming he owes $7,000. And they owe him, really, $980. When we're talking about almost an $8,000 turnaround. That's when you know you're on the right track. So I don't know, because you're out there listening, you know, your business and people you're influencing and what do you do. But the thing is, what in terms of significance is how well have you done, not only for yourself but for others? How well have you helped other people with what's going on? See, greatness, how well have I inspired others to do well for themselves and others? See, leaving a mark, getting people inspired to do things to help one another. You know, there's a thing, you know, and some people don't want to deal with it. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. And there's people that, you know, in today's world, fast, microwave, robotic, is that you have people that do not really care about one another. And this is a side note, and I'm not going to go that deep into it, but I got to touch on it a little bit. Because, you know, it's wow, it just made me think about it a lot. Bob Costas, on Sunday night, he talked about the gun culture. He talked about the tragedy. And then he had a follow-up interview on MSNBC. He talked about the gun culture in America. You know, the gun culture in America and just, you know, how people, you know, having, I call them, see, I've been calling them weapons of mass destruction. See, you know, when America won the war with Iraq, even though I thought it was a bogus war, and I won't get into my politics around that. But anyway, what they claim they want there because, you know, Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and we needed to neutralize that because it become a problem for the world. Well, America's got weapons of mass destruction. We have an angry culture, a gun-toting culture, a culture of people who just feel, I need to get mine however I get it, and if I kill you, it don't matter. That's a sick society. And hopefully you as a business owner, you don't buy into that. See, if you read Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen, and they talk about the enlightened millionaire, see, that's what I work towards. I work towards making money in my business to change the fabric of this world where people care about people. See, and as Bob Costas said, and he quoted another author, Jason Whitfield, who said that if the young man didn't have a gun, that him and the girlfriend, even though whatever problems and disputes and things they were going through, they'd probably still both be alive today. Now, I mean, that don't mean he might not have did something else in terms of stabbing her or hitting her or whatever. But see, the gun, you know, or people used to call them the Saturday night specials, you know, and people just can be angry in a moment, and because they got access to something, they can just pull the trigger, they take you out. And then they regret, and they cry afterwards. Well, in his case, you know, he realized he took his girlfriend's life. And I guess he decided, well, I took her life, you know, hey, ain't no sense of hanging around here because, you know, what I did was wrong. I'm going to kill myself, too. And Bob Costas, in this article, and I'm going to get beyond this point here in a second and get back to our content, but this is also part of the content. Bob Costas, he referred to Tony Dungy, and Tony Dungy, you know, great coach. And Tony, at one time at one of his training camps, he had 80 young men there. They trying out for football. And he asked, how many of y'all own guns? 65 of them raised their hand. And as Bob Costas said, you got 65 young, aggressive people in their 20s playing a very aggressive sport, and they all own guns. See, something is wrong with the society that we live in. And that's the beauty to me, again, of becoming an entrepreneur. Is that we can change this culture. If we don't, we're doomed. We're doomed and we're destined to become an archaic and sick society in which nobody cares about anybody anymore. And see, part of what you got to focus on in terms of becoming a person of influence is how you think. See, our greatest power lies in the power of thought. And that's what I'm putting out there this morning. How do you think? I'm going to tell you how I think. I think guns, you know, they don't need to have them. We don't need them. You're going to say, well, wow, you know, what I'm going to do? Somebody go off, and I need to protect myself. Most of the time, people that have guns, they end up using them on somebody in their family or somebody close to them. Statistics show that 90% of the people that get shot is not the burglar. Not the, you know, the reason that we claim we got the gun for. So, I mean, again, in terms of how we think, our thoughts are so important, and they're so precious. See, great people, they think about possibilities. And this is how you have influence. I'm thinking about the possibility of having a gunless society. The possibility of having a society where anger and aggression is eliminated. See, that's how great people think. That's the kind of influence you want to have. You want to be, have influence, you got to think great things. See, all things are possible to him who believes. They're less difficult to him who hopes, and they're easy to him who loves, and they are simple to anyone who does all three. That's a quote from Brother Lawrence from the 1500s, a theologian. Listen to that again. All things are possible to him who believes. We know that they tell us that in the Bible. Just believe. Napoleon Hill tells us, you know, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. But then after you believe, they are less difficult to him who hopes. I hope for a day that we can live in peace. They're easy to him who loves, and they are simple to anyone who does all three. Where are you at on that? Do you believe? Do you hope? Do you love? See. So you got to have possibility thinking, and possibility thinking will do three things for you. It'll give you options, perseverance, and creativity. Options. See, the ability to think outside the box. I'll never forget in college, I had an instructor in my constitutional law class, and he used to say, to tell us, you know, we want to become a lawyer. We had to think outside the box. He said, there's a box. He said, okay, we'll put this, this, and this in the box. See, you got to be able to think outside the box. Then when you think outside the box, take what's outside the box to find a way to bring it into the box to reconstruct a new way of thinking, a new paradigm. That's how you have influence. See, thinking outside the box, bringing it into the box and creating a new paradigm structure to create a new thought pattern. Those are options. Perseverance. You're going to be there. You know, do you give up? Or do you fall forward, fail forward, and fight forward? See, you're going to have obstacles, and you got to persevere. Then you got to be creative. See, because if you're going to take something outside the box and bring it in the box, I'm telling you, you better come up with some creativity. Without creativity or bringing something outside the box and into the box, you won't weather the storm. And most people, you want to have influence and you want to have significance and you want to be great, but you ain't willing to pay the price. See? And see, when you pay the price, this is what possibility thinking will give you. It'll give you faith. Faith. What is faith? The best definition I've ever heard is from out of Hebrews, a book in the Bible. It says, hey, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What we hope for and we don't see. We don't see the manifestation of it, but we hope for it and we pray for it. That's faith. Also, see, when you begin to move in this way, you know, because people tell me this time, man, you got charisma. You know, you know how to attract people. Yeah, people come. You know, I hope people listen, and I hope they decide to make a decision. I mean, it's no accident that close to 41,000 people have listened to this show. Here on Blog Talk Radio, I can look at the numbers and it could say zero. But 41,000 people say no. There's something of significance and value here. And that's why I tune in. Because I'm getting something of significance and value. So, you know, this possibility thinking that leads you to deal with greatness and influence, it's going to give you faith. Faith, the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. How much faith do you got? You go to sleep at night, you have faith that God will wake you up in the morning. Or do you go to sleep at night, you say, God, you know, I know you ain't going to wake up in the morning. I know I'm going to die tonight. You know, I don't think too many people go to bed like that at night. They wake up, they go to sleep at night. No matter, you had your worst day. It's like, hey, you know, just be glad to see another day. See, and you got to be able to create win-win scenarios for people and yourself. Win-win. How do you win and help people win? See, because if you want to go quickly to achieving what you want to have influence you, you go alone. If you want to go far in achieving what you want to do, then you find people to hitch their wagon and your wagon, and you go together. You can go alone, or you can go together. That's so important. Do you want to win with a team or by yourself? See, the winning journey, personal win. I won. Team wins, we won. They won. Which is coaching wins, I helped them. Great wins, they help others to win. When you develop people, and other people go and they spread the word, and people come back and say, wow, you're so-and-so, so-and-so. Yes, I've heard about you. That's why I always give credit to my mentors. And people say, And then they'll run into a mentor of mine, and they'll say, you know what? I heard about you. Satawa Jani told me about you. And you know, some of my mentors, they get back to me and they say, man, you know, you just be lighting the world on fire, huh? You know what I mean? One of my mentors come back to me and say, you know, you're lighting the world on fire, you know. Person came up to me when they finally heard my name. So I didn't know them. They didn't know me. But when they heard my name, because you had told them so much about me through what you do, they felt like they knew me. Next, we need to focus on abundance. Abundance originated from the bounty of the sea. Each wave carries an anticipation of another success of waves, assessing to the fact that nature gives us all and loses nothing. Abundance is the foundation of generosity. Abundance is the catalyst of creativity. Abundance. The foundation of generosity and the catalyst of creativity. Yeah, I used to have a little thing I used to do when I lived in Baltimore on Thanksgiving Day. I call it Misgiving Day because I really focus really a lot on our Native American brothers and sisters and the things that they went through. And, you know, I call it Misgiving Day. You know, and that's not to take anything away from any of the people out there. I know we have our own ways of celebrating Thanksgiving and dealing with our families and all of that. But one of the things I used to do on Misgiving Day, that's what I call it. You don't have to call it what I call it. You know, it is what it is for you. And, you know, I pray that you, whatever it is for you, that it's something that's positive. You know, I mourn on that day. I focus around the Native American, but that's everything I also did in Baltimore. I'd go out on Thanksgiving Day, and I'd give away $20 bills to people who I knew had just recently been incarcerated and released. Because, see, if you do community work, you know the good, the bad, and the ugly in your community. It's easy to talk about the bad in other people and put them down. But, you know, that's what I would do. I'd go out and I'd find and seek those people who I know just come through some hard times. You know, hey, give them a $20 bill, shake their hand, hug them. So they didn't even know they was going to get a $20 bill. We did a handshake when I was saying, like, give them a handshake and a hug. And my hand was a $20 bill. And then they feel something in the hand and they look. And, oh, man, sometimes it brought tears to people's eyes and other stuff. because, you know, because people want to know somebody cared about them. And I would tell them, say, you know, whatever you do, you know, hey, you need some help, some guidance, some understanding. You know, don't go back and do what you did that had you to get locked up in the first place. You know where I'm at. You know where my building is. You know, hey, come see me. We talk. You know, let me try to help you find a way to improve your life. So I did. I call real life street coaching because I was tired of seeing. In my community, and yes, I'm African-American, in my community, African-American males who felt it was hopeless to try to find another way to deal with stuff because they felt that opportunities and things had cut them off and there was limitations to things that they could do, and so they needed to be involved in the grime and the crime to feed their family. And most of the people that I knew that really, given an opportunity, they would turn down crime any day of the week. But with a limited mindset skills, they think that was the only way for them. And see, that leads to, like, how do you prepare for greatness and how do you prepare to have influence? When opportunity comes, it's too late to prepare. See, when opportunity comes, it's too late to prepare. See, it's too late to prepare. See, you've got to understand that. You know, great people prepare continually. Two types of people. I'll wait for an opportunity and then get ready. I'll get ready and find the opportunity. Opportunities, I tell people about jobs. Jobs not going to roll up, knock on your door, ask you to get out of bed, put your clothes on. Hey, come on and apply. You got to prepare yourself so that when opportunity presents itself, that you can take advantage of it. And if you don't prepare yourself, then when the opportunity comes, there's no vantage point for you to take advantage of. And I learned this early in the military when they gave us this little thing that they used to talk about, and I'll keep it clean as I can because, you know, in the military, they don't always talk in, you know, proper terms and stuff. They use very different kind of words. But anyway, the quarter goes solo something like this. This is the clean version. Proper planning prevents poor performance. Proper planning prevents poor performance. In the military, there's another way of saying that. But I won't use that today. But I'll get the essence of it. That proper planning prevents poor performance. Being ready for the opportunities. And here's a quote from you know, a person who, back in the day with Muhammad Ali, and Muhammad Ali said when they were kings, him and Joe Frazier had this quote, champions do not become champions in the ring. They are merely recognized in the ring. Their beginning happens in their daily routine. What is your daily routine? What is your daily routine? That's what's going to determine the type of influence you're going to have, the type of greatness you're going to have, and the things that you're going to achieve. And, you know, that's what you need to be focusing on. See, because your expectation determines your preparation. Do you see yourself in a picture of success? Or not? Do you see yourself in a picture of success? And that's what I'm going to close out with today. Do you see yourself in a picture of success? If you don't, you're the one that has the ability to change that. Hey, this has been Baba Jackie here this morning on Home Based Business 101 talking about the whole concept of how to become a person of influence in business. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast. I hope you share. share with others and have other people come back and listen to the archived version of this. Because, you know, hey, I share with you a lot today and poured out my heart and soul, and I hope you got a lot of it. You got any messages or comments or other things, you can send us a text to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Hey, God willing, and the creek don't rise, as my grandmother would say, I will be back on these airwaves again tomorrow morning at 9 with another part of how to become a person of influence in business. And until then, God bless you, and may you be successful as the Almighty has planned for you. Take care. Peace and blessings. Baba Jai.